Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us right now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3, the phone. I know when that hotline. We had one of these gentlemen on the show about a month or so ago, and he returns with his buddy JD. The Boxmasters are going to play out at Billy Bob's tomorrow night. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's our good buddy Billy Bob Thornton and his bandmate JD Andrew. How you doing, gentlemen?
We're pretty darn good. Yourself?
We're doing great. And, you know, Billy Bob, the last time you came on the show, we were talking about your history with sports and being a longtime Cowboy fan. And now here you are back in town. You got the show tomorrow night. And we're out here at Cowboy Camp. So, just for starters, is there anything that you would like us to do for you these next couple weeks out here at Cowboy Camp? Anything you want us to ask Jerry or talk to Steven about, or anything with the state of the team you'd like us to execute for you?
Yeah. Tell Jerry that I'm a little short of cash and I could use his help.
He's the right guy for that. He's swimming in loot.
Tell him if he doesn't mind, if he could just loan me about $25.5 billion.
You know,
I'd be all set.
You know, he held his state of the team address today, and he's 76, and man, he has lost no zip on that fastball. I mean, he is still got it. And still bringing it. And it's funny because he was talking about negotiations. Obviously, Zeke is not here. Zeke's holding out. So he was kind of talking about that. He's like, they're like, are you worried about this? And he's like, worried? This is the air we breathe. This is what we do. We don't flinch at all. That's Jerry Jones, right?
That's right. Well, you can tell him for me. I just said, hey, Jerry, how you doing? Go Hogs.
Yeah. You guys have the Cowboy fan connection as well as the Arkansas connection. Do you still follow the team closely, though, Billy Bob? I mean, I know you're a busy guy. Everybody kind of pays attention to the NFL on some level. Do you follow the team pretty closely?
Yeah, I mean, fairly closely. I watch the NFL. You know, I'm a big Colts fan since, you know, I was a Johnny Unitas fan, all that kind of stuff, and I follow the Colts. When the Cowboys are playing and the Colts are playing, I usually watch, and I watch other games. Just out of interest, I'll watch a Browns game a lot of times just because I just want to see what's going to happen with that team. You know, it's like because I bet somebody, you know, they said, let's make a crazy bet. And I said, I'll bet you within the next 5 years the Cleveland Browns win the Super Bowl. That's a pretty big bet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How far into this bet are we right now? What year is this?
Oh, no, this just happened a few months ago.
Oh, I like that.
I so do
you
too.
Got, yeah, you got 5 years. Is this a large sum? Years. Is there a large sum on this?
We're talking the Browns. It was $100.
There is. We're being sensible.
I'm not that stupid.
Well, tell us about the show tomorrow night, the Boxmasters. What you guys sound like, and you know, JD obviously can chime in on this as well. What we want folks to be able to go out to the show tomorrow night back in the DFW. You guys hit the stage at 10:30 out at Billy Bob's. Tell us what the show's going to be like.
Well, we are a very 60s-influenced rock and roll band. I mean, anybody that's followed us, you know, we've played in the Metroplex many times, you know, over the years. You know, the band's been together almost 13 years. We've just released our 8th album called Spec, which was produced by Jeff Emmerich, who was the longtime recording engineer for the Beatles. And so he brought a bit of that Beatle magic sound to us. But, you know, we've always been a big fan of the Beatles and the Byrds and the Kinks and the Beach Boys. And so that's always been a big part of what we do. And so, you know, we're a rock and roll band that loved that era of rock and roll. And we get out there and we play songs that are rather blazing in tempo. And you know, we're good, you know, they're rock and roll songs. You know, it's there's not much more to it other than that, but there are some, you know, socio kind of topics on the new record. There's some you know, not a lot of politics, but a little bit in there. And just, you know, the record is about the human condition and living in you know, this universe and how we're just all tiny specks in the universe. And so a little bit of that in this set, but you know, we're a band that gets out there and puts on a rock show.
Well, it's exciting.
We have to always make sure. I mean, a lot of people in Texas know us, you know, because we have played down there quite a bit, and so we have a lot of fans in, you know, the Midwest and Texas and the South and East Coast and West Coast. So we've built a really great cult following over the years. The only thing is, Billy Bob's is a huge joint, so we not only need our fans to come out, we need some new fans to come out, because that's a big place to fill up. And as JD said, we always want to make sure that people know, because, you know, Billy Bob's, they have all kinds of music, but, you know, they have a lot of country acts there, and we just want people to know it's not a country band, that we are a, you know, rock and roll band. And when we say we're influenced by the Kinks and the Beatles and all that, and we're, you know, we're influenced by the 60s, it is all original music. You know, it's not like you're going to hear us play, you know, all day and all of the night, or You Really Got Me. We don't do cover songs. It's all off of our records. And but yeah, I mean, it's fun to come to one of our shows. We're pretty interactive with the audience too.
Man, I've always heard that about your performances. And hey, doors open at 6 o'clock. Live music at 8. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters at Billy Bob's in the world's largest honky tonk there in Fort Worth. You can go to BillyBob'sTexas.com and click on the event. There's still tickets available, anywhere from $18 and only to $40, so it's very affordable. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night in Fort Worth. It's going to be a blast. But you talk about being interactive and stuff. I mean, Billy Bob, you just have always seemed like such a chill guy. And, you know, even the characters you play, and then when we've had you on the show, we find you to be very likable and just very laid back, exactly as we'd hope you'd be if we just, in our mind, thought about how you'd be. And so how does that translate to you performing live music?
Well, you know, we tend to, you know, tell the audience sometimes, like especially with new songs, we'll tell them how the song came about. You know, we tend to talk to the audience a lot, and you know, I always look at it this way. I mean, there are a lot of people who will come out and they don't sign people's stuff and they don't really, you know, connect with the audience too much. And, you know, I'm sure they have their reasons. Maybe they've been burned or whatever it is. But I've always looked at it this way. Those are the people that put my kids through school, you know, and I think I owe it to them. And so it's a heck of a lot easier to be nice to your fans than it is to not be nice to them. I'll put it to you that way. And it's just, you know, the right thing to do. So like I said, we are, you know, pretty audience-friendly people. You know, we don't just get up there and turn our backs and not talk to them.
Well, Billy Bob, I don't know. I feel like this is something that I should already know, but for whatever reason, I don't. What is a Boxmaster?
A Boxmaster is a term that is very hard to explain. Let's say you're on the Tonight Show or whatever. When we're asked that question publicly, we usually have to dodge it a little bit, but I can put you on the right track.
Okay.
It was a subject, years ago, like in the 60s and 70s, when I was growing up down south, a boxmaster was a term that some guys used to refer to a guy as a playboy.
Yep, yep.
So, yeah. So that doesn't exactly directly answer your question, but at least I gave you a little sniff there.
Yeah, I think you left the breadcrumbs behind where I can follow that trail exactly where it's going. You know,
yeah, for sure.
Hey, before we let you guys boogie, I do want to hear from JD. JD, how long have you known Billy Bob? And you guys put out a lot of music together. How'd you guys get connected?
Well, Billy was doing a solo record. He was working on his fourth one, and I got a call to come help finish it up, doing some recording and stuff. And while we were doing that, we hit it off over a love of baseball and, you know, college sports and stuff like that, and as well as the music that we loved. And one day he just asked me to play on a song with him, and it sounded cool. We just really liked how it sounded, and it just kind of made us start recording. And we haven't stopped. It's been over 12 and a half, almost 13 years. And, it's kind of with all the guys in our band and our crew, it's like we're longtime friends with all these guys. So we really, really enjoy being able to get out and hit the road and spend some time with our pals and go all over the country. And, you know, if people can't make it to Billy Bob's, we got 12 shows in Texas. So it's going to be a busy – we got so Saturday, tomorrow night, that's the first of 12 nights in Texas. We'll be all over the place. And, 12 nights in a row in Texas. It's grueling, but we love it, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we are as well, and I know a lot of our listeners will be there. And to your point, not just the loyal followers, the cult following of the Boxmasters, but we need more folks to get out there and take it in. And man, we get to meet a lot of famous people in this job. We have for almost 20 years now, but like I said, Billy Bob, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And JD, nice to meet you. And it's Billy Bob, you're exactly as anybody would ever hope you would be, man. Thanks so much for being so cool. We appreciate your time.
That's very kind of you to say. It really is. Love being on the show, so you just call us anytime. We're happy to be.
Fantastic. Take care, guys. Have a great show tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
There they go, the Boxmasters.
Man, I love the name. And I
me too,
I
man.
Can't begin to tell you how much I love Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You meet people sometimes in life, and they are not exactly what you wanted them to be. Mm-hmm. And, hey, sometimes that's not fair. You may catch a celebrity on a bad day or whatever.
Sure.
They're people too. But, I mean, he's exactly – like if somebody had come to us and said, hey, if you met Billy Bob, what would you hope he'd be like? That's what he is.
Yeah, he's actually like a slightly less edgy buttermaker, which I really like. It's pretty awesome.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.